What a feeling inside this place. Days like today, not just about ability, but mentality. Not just about what your feet can do, but also where your head is at. So to the teams. And Canada coach Jesse Marsh has called this the best 26-man squad that the country has ever assembled. The pre-tournament headlines, though, have been made by injuries and illness to some of their leading lights. Star man Alphonso Davies is not 100% after an injury-plagued year and a bit. Ismael Kone, though, does make the 11, having recovered from a fever this week. Impressive defender Moise Bombito will look to continue his road back to fitness from a broken leg via the bench. All-time leading scorer Jonathan David should provide much of the attacking thrust up top. Plenty of options, of course, waiting for their moment. Bosnia and Herzegovina were one of the last nations to book their spot at the finals, but one of the first to name their squad. Injury fears have surrounded the talismanic figure of Edin Dzeko this week, but the 40-year-old has shaken off a shoulder issue enough to take his place on the bench. He and starter Sead Kolašinac are the only previous World Cup finals participants in the Bosnian campaign of 2014. American-born Esmir Benektadovic is a youngster with a big future. Likewise, German by birth Karim Alibegovic, who waits in the wings. So the adventure begins for another two nations. Canada well stocked with talent, well fancied in this group, and as hosts, extremely well supported here on their own patch.
One way to go yet.
We saw trouble for a long throw yesterday. And so after a bright start for Jesse Marsh's side, a moment of concern here. Launched high and not dealt with immediately, and it's free to hit! And it just took off and kept on going. Just trying to make sure they keep things tight in the early moments as best they can. Hoisted high by Bašić, and one of those moments where Lukic got comfortably above his man. Four to look for in the middle. He's managed to find some space. Just couldn't quite find Buchanan. Kolašinac saw to that. Johnston looking to keep the pressure on. Where's it going to drop? It's going to drop to David. And straight down the throat of Nikola Vasil. That six-yard box. Oh, it's a lovely flick on, and it's a Bosnia goal! Bosnia and Herzegovina make their presence felt on the global stage. Pays dividends.
Absolutely brilliant from Bosnia. This is what they knew they were going to get Canada, and did they ever get it? Second phase, little thick on, and then Lukic gets the end on it. Absolutely sitter for him in the end, getting pulled, pushed, lots of action going in there, but this physicality, the tough
Canada. Bosnia on their heels at the moment.
Now they could be in business. All that was missing. Half-time, a lively first 45 minutes in which the hosts have done everything but score. And to do in the second half, Bosnia will be delighted with their first half's work. Canada nil, Bosnia and Herzegovina one. Well, the only host nation to lose their opening match at a World Cup prior to this competition was Qatar in 2022, and they lost 2-0 to Ecuador. Bosnia and Herzegovina straight away from the off, looking to try and build on that lead. Johnston, nice from Mustakio. Oluwase trying to keep his feet. Oh, that's beautiful. Wonderful play. And Nikola Vasic had to dig Bosnia and Herzegovina out of trouble.
They did that very, very quickly. Got the result right.
Now Liam Miller taking the game by the scruff of the neck. And the pass just a little overcooked. Mustakio, it's beautifully worked. It's an opening for Canada. And brilliant defending of the last-ditch variety. What a touch that was, though, from Kolašinac. And obviously very delighted to see it bounce off the bar. They're in for a second here. But for some brave goalkeeping. Oh, it's a free header, and Mohanimovic, an attacker there, make something happen then. Canada looking to oblige here, it's Kyle Larin!
is in football brilliance. You can be on the front foot, you can be defending really well, and then just like you say, in a flash, it changes. Jesse Marsh has gone full out with attack. He's made four really offensive decisions here to get an opportunity to go for a goal, to get at least a point from this game, and Laird hasn't disappointed like he has done on many occasions. You can't get away from that. That's a quality finish from a player that's had a lot of confidence with what he's done at club level with Southampton. Might have taken a little nick off the defender, not, but very, very good. Absolutely brilliant on his first touch, wasn't it?
Twisting and turning, weighing up his options. Picking up Ahmed, trying to angle it into the middle, but claimed by a goalkeeper who's been immaculate when he's needed to be. Schaffelberg moves it on. Larea, options in the middle. Larin is there! And once again, they throw themselves in the way in Bosnia and Herzegovina colours. In other ways, they'll very much have felt they could have had two more. For both nations, a platform from which to build in the days and weeks ahead. Bosnia frustrated to let a lead slip, but delighted at their defensive efforts. It's been a great game to watch. It ends Canada 1, Bosnia and Herzegovina 1.